This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant, Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Thanks much for being a part of the show. We've got Kirk Cousins on the air every Monday after games. He will join us after Thursday's Thanksgiving matchup with the New York Giants. He might be playing behind, I can't even say a third-string center because Bergstrom's not actually a center, but the third option at center who happens to play another position.
A practice squad guard from another team will play center, I guess. I don't know.
He will also be without Chris Thompson. He will likely be without Jordan Reed. He could very well be without multiple wide receivers with Terrell Pryor on injured reserve as well. And he'll likely keep chopping wood and swinging that axe like he has much of the year. But we had Kirk Cousins on, and we asked him if he's playing his best football. And the reason, and the way I phrased it, just so you know the question, I said, listen, I know you probably don't even want to talk about this right now, but you were on pace for 4,400 yards. That would be his second best of the three seasons as a starter. Mm-hmm. You were on pace for 28 touchdowns. That would be second best of his three seasons as a starter. And only 8 interceptions, which would be the best that he's done at any point, not even close. In addition to having your best quarterback rating, tying your personal record for yards per attempt in a season as a full-time starter, without Deshaun Jackson as a deep threat, without Pierre Garçon, you lost 2 1,000-yard guys, you've been without weapons all year long, and you're playing statistically at a top-5 level, anecdotally probably at a top-10 or so level. Reasonably, I think most people could say that. Is this the best you've been? And I was surprised how candidly he answered emphatically that yes, it is.
Yeah, that's not even hard to think about. I mean, it's not even close. I'm playing my best football I've played. Sean McVay used to always talk about there were, you know, just a few cornerstones of our offense, and one was continuous improvement. He always said, no matter how good you are, you're always continually looking to improve. And if you're not continuously improving, something is wrong. And I'm encouraged by the fact that every year I've played, I've continued to improve. And there's no doubt that a year ago, 2 years ago, I'm not doing what I'm doing this year. It's simply because I've gotten better, more experienced, have a better mastery of the offense. It enables me to still be productive as we faced adversity. And I'm glad that we didn't face that adversity 2 years ago, because I probably wouldn't have been able to have the production that I had. But now 2 years later, it's still possible. And I'm excited for 2 years from now where I could be if I continue to stay healthy and go out there and play, because every time I go out there, I get better and continue to improve. And yeah, I'm to answer your question, I'm playing my best football, and you know, I'm excited about that and just continuing to try to get better.
That's a 1:07 answer there. Here are the cliff notes. It isn't even close. I'm playing the best football I've played. These are quotes. I'm encouraged that I've improved every single year I have played. I could not have done what I'm doing this year amid all these setbacks and injuries a year ago or 2 years ago. I'm excited to see where I'm at 2 years from now. And then he ended it by saying again, I am playing my best football. The question we've got for you guys on the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067 is, do you agree? And honestly, I'm not even sure how much of a debate it is as to whether or not he's playing better this year than he has over the last 2 years. So maybe we could tilt the question to how much better have the growth and improvements that you've seen been, substantial or kind of minor? Is he a little bit better? Is he a lot better? 800-636-1067. Where has he made the most strides? Where does he still need to make strides? You can answer that as well. And I'm sure there are people out there that'll say that he isn't playing their best football, and you're welcome as well. As we pointed out yesterday, just use facts and don't make up plays that didn't actually happen.
Yeah, the first order of business will be, well, they're 4-6, so the answer is no. So, and then we'll do our due diligence to disprove all that.
By the way, you would have loved this. I'm at NBC Sports Washington last night. I'm sitting in a small room with AJ Ataye, our former producer, and the producer of the
current Philadelphia Eagles running back.
Correct. And the producer of the show that I'm on, a kid named Jason Murphy, who's a really good dude who does a good job. Went to University of Maryland. A couple of flaws with him. Among them, he loves the Dallas Cowboys.
It's a pretty major flaw.
Also the Boston Bruins and some other teams in Boston, like the Red Sox. It doesn't make any sense. But they both are Tom Brady marks. They think Tom Brady's the end-all, be-all. And so I'm being shouted at by AJ mainly. Jason was much more quiet. But about Super Bowls and wins and losses, though. And I couldn't leave the room because it's work and the game's on. And where am I supposed to go? I can't run away. That was my version of hell on earth, mm-hmm. was that moment being yelled at about Super Bowls and Tom Brady, and he just wins, though. But I thought you should know that.
No, it's important to know that all the good work we do is spitting into the wind. I just want you to know that.
That's a good point.
My feet are wet. Why? Because we know what happened. I offer one example. Who do you think right now this minute is the best quarterback in the world? You can pick whoever you want.
Tom Brady, this second, because Aaron Rodgers isn't healthy. If Rodgers is healthy, I'd go A-Rod 1, Brady 2.
So I don't care about this part of it, but just bear with me. Aaron Rodgers, let's just say we all accept that he's number one. Let's say he's number two. I don't care. That's not the point. His worst season when he's been healthy in his last four happened when? When would you guess it happened?
I would say when they were so hurt a couple years ago.
When they didn't have Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
Now, Jordy Nelson is not a top two or three or four or five receiver, but he's very good. He was their best. His worst season, yards, completion percentage, touchdowns. Still a great year, by the way. That's what proves you how good he is. Yards, completion percentage, yards per attempt, touchdowns, interceptions, up, yards per attempt, down. Every single number that Aaron Rodgers had that you can measure a quarterback went down without his best weapon. For some reason, we don't hold it against certain guys when their weapons are gone and they don't produce at the same level. For some reason, we do with a guy like Kirk Cousins. And I've never been able to figure out why. I don't know whether it's draft status. I don't know whether it's the right amount of attention. I've never been able to figure out why that when a guy loses his weapon, Matt Ryan performs worse without Julio Jones. Ben Roethlisberger would be worse without Antonio Brown. Eli Manning, who is baked Alaskan turd, can't complete a four pass without Odell Beckham. Of course he can't. When you take away great weapons, Phil Rivers worse without Keenan Allen.
Let me give you a current great example.
Go through the list.
Everyone is making excuses right now for Dak Prescott. So many excuses. Well, nothing's changed. He just doesn't have Elliott, and he doesn't have Tyron Smith. And you're correct, by the way.
That's right. It's harder to play without good players around you.
Part of why Ezekiel Elliott's dominance last year mattered so much was that it made Dak Prescott better. That having an amazing offensive line and an amazing running game and really good weapons, Hall of Fame tight end, Pro Bowl wide receiver, terrific slot receiver, all of that makes you a lot better. But if you take away that running back and one of those tackles, let alone three other linemen, by the way, and your backup running back, which is what Cousins is dealing with, now one of your wide receivers and your tight end, who's the best player on your offense, front, take Jason Witten or Dez Bryant out of the equation. Now let's see how Dak handles it. See, and that is my point is, you can't just say the Cowboys have averaged 8 points the last 2 weeks without Ezekiel Elliott, because then people will say, well, they don't have their best offensive player and their best left tackle. Guess what? Newsflash, Trent Williams is Tyron Smith. He's missed a few games this year, and he hasn't been himself in probably all but two of them.
I don't know why this isn't intuitive to everybody. Now, if your expectation is, well, you're paying him this much money, so he's got to be somebody that it also makes tackles and it, you know, calls the defense and punts it good for you and kicks all the field goals and doesn't screw anything up, and I don't know what to do for you. You have an unrealistic expectation. I just don't understand why a certain percentage of analysis and fans and whatever else can't go, well, here's a basic tenet of sports. If you have worse players around you, your team does worse. Isn't that just the most basic thing in the history of sports? It's such a fundamental thing. LeBron James by himself on a crappy Cleveland Cavaliers team years ago couldn't get over the hump. He went to a place where better players were.
No, he's a better winner now.
This is just an intuitive, obvious.
Weird that he's a better winner when Dwayne Wade's next to him. 800-636-1067. Here are some of the questions to tackle. First, Cousins says he's playing his best football and it's not close. Do you agree? Second, if he is playing better football, how much has he improved? And where have you seen those improvements? Third, we hear all the time that he's kind of reached his ceiling. Is maybe there more ceiling there still?
What if he's improved?
In the next 2 years, he makes the strides he's made over the last 2 years. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines open. I would love to hear from someone who's anti Kirk Cousins and doesn't think he's good, because I would like to hear your perspective on what case you'd make that he hasn't gotten better. Or maybe you're anti-Cousins, but you're able to admit he's gotten a lot better and he's just not the guy. Grant and Danny, 106.7, The Fan.
It is Grant and Danny. We want to tell you about our friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss. Every week we go, when we check in, Jeeps, we meet a different and new Grant and Danny listener. People have decided to make this change in their lives. It's not a diet. There are plenty of diets out there where you can Google something and figure it out on your own, go down a few pounds, and then go back and gain all that weight, especially when the holidays come. This is a lifestyle change. This is a healthy switch. This is a way to take control and find that inner you that you still like, the one that fit all the clothes that you want and look the way you want to look in pictures. EMP 180 Weight Loss will help you get there.
Yeah, they absolutely will. They helped me. They helped Danny. We've lost a combined 110 pounds. Danny is keeping the weight off. I have gotten down under 180 pounds. I'm maintaining that weight as well, trying to get down closer to 170. Don't know if that's going to happen, but I know I got a shot thanks to EMP 180 Weight Loss. Give them a call.
You got to do it. 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180 or EMP180weightloss.com. Hit them up. Schedule your consultation today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.